A poll conducted last weekend of more than 2,000 Democratic voters suggests Governor Cuomo enjoys a nearly 60% favorability rating, and if the election were held today, he would beat primary challenger Cynthia Nixon by about 40 percentage points. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, meanwhile, scored only 28% among potential voters, while New York Councilman Jumaane Williams secured 25% support. The survey was commissioned by Big Dog Strategies, a political consulting firm led by a former longtime aide of the man who unseated Hochul in Congress.
We're not obsessing about polls. We're not thinking about polls. We're out there governing. But I will say it's important for the news media and organizations who choose to cover early polls to check the source. And in this case, the knowledge that this is a Republican paid-for poll conducted by an individual who has worked to defeat me in public office as an aide to then county executive Chris Collins and then later Congressman Chris Collins.
That former Collins aide and still his consultant is Chris Grant, who denies this was a crafted dig at her campaign. It's the numbers talking, and he suggests Hochul's popularity wanes, especially among African-American voters, the farther she gets from Western New York.
Kathy Hochul and I are political opponents, but I think if you look at it would be interesting to see what Kathy Hochul said then about the governor's numbers, which this poll clearly shows it clearly mirrors the governor's rankings in other public polling.
The survey takes into account the recent corruption conviction of former Cuomo aide Joseph Percoco. 31% of respondents said they would be less likely to vote for Cuomo given that development, but 46% said it makes no difference in their decision. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.